好，请大家先翻开圣经启示录。
First turn to the Bible, Revelations.
十四章第三节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse
3. 启示录十四章第三节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 3.
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。那除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学会这个歌。
And they sing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one can learn the song except the 144,000 who have been redeemed from the earth.
我们今天的主题还是唱新歌的人。
And our topic for today is those who sing a new song.
这个题目本来在原来在俄文教会已经讲过了。
And I have spoken on this topic in Irvine Church before.
但是因为我们这里呀有这个什么圣乐营，圣乐营。
But because we have a music camp here.
这个这次的主题呀是十四万四千人。
And this the topic for this time is the 144,000.
因此他们指定小弟呀来讲这个题目。
And so they have requested for me to speak on this topic.
尤其是圣乐营，那就是唱歌。
And especially with the music camp, they are singing.
因此我们在传播这个题目，但是因为今天时间比较多哈，在俄文是一个小时，星期五晚上啊，这里呢是安息日，上午跟下午这里可以谈两个小时。
And before when I spoke on this topic in Irvine, we spoke on it at Friday night with 1 hour, but now we have two sessions that we could talk about this.
因此我们就用两个小时来谈新歌。
And so we'd like to talk about this new song within this next two sessions.
那当大家会发现人高兴的时候，那会唱歌。
And we may have noticed that when we're happy, we will sing a song.
不唱，有些时候会边走路边哼歌，边开车边哼歌。
And sometimes, maybe when we're walking or driving, we'll hum a melody.
那要哼要唱，一定是唱自己所熟悉的，还是哼自己所喜欢的？
And if you want to hum a song or sing a song, you want to sing what you like or what you're familiar with.
但是假如内心有忧伤痛苦的话，那就唱不出来了。
But if you're sad at heart, then it may be difficult for you to sing.
平常在就是歌星他也唱不出来的。
And even the professional singers, they may not be able to sing.
所以人在高兴的时候自然就会唱歌。
And so when we're happy, very naturally we will sing.
所以唱歌是人类这个情感的一种自然的流露。
And singing is a natural expression of our emotion.
你看那个人唱歌就知道他是很高兴。
If you see a person singing, then you can tell they're very happy.
今天心情特别愉快。
And they're feeling joyful today.
所以你要跟他求什么，可能就比较容易得到。
And so it may be easier for you to ask him for something at that time.
看那个人这个愁眉苦脸很生气的样子。
If you see a person that is sad and looks angry,
那个时候我们最好是闭口不要说话。
And at that time, we'll know to keep our mouth shut.
不然的话，你会扫到风台尾的，扫到风台尾。
Or else you may be scolded or affected by this person.
所以这个唱歌是一个人类非常很自然的一种感情的流露。
And so singing is a very natural expression of our emotions.
那当然，我们人就是要往正面的想，才会经常唱歌。
And so we need to think more positively so that we will sing more often.
虽然人的生活是非常现实的，经常会碰到这个苦难不如意的事情。
You know, though our life may be a very harsh reality, we'll often meet difficulties.
那我们看大卫他也是一样，他日子也不是说过得特别好啊。
And we look at David, he didn't live a particularly good life.
所以他把全国已经弄得安定下来以后，
and so after he has settled his entire nation,
那时候他就开始设立诗班，
and so he started to establish a choir.
他就很看重这个诗班，
and he placed great emphasis on the choir.
那个诗班是非常庞大的，
and this choir was very large.
他把诗班就分成为24个班呢。
And he had 24 sections within this choir.
那这二十四个班是跟祭司一样的班，就祭司也是分成为二十四个班。
And the priests are also divided into 24 sections.
那大家轮流来侍奉神。
And they took turns to serve the Lord.
所以可见他看这个诗班跟祭司的侍奉是一样的重要。
And so he saw the choir as importantly as the priest.
啊，并不因为是诗班啊，就看成说好像是次等的服侍、次等的崇拜，因此啊，就随随便便好像一两个人有就好了。
And he didn't look at the choir as a secondary form of worship, and just took it lightly and just have one or two people.
啊，那个诗班的人数啊是非常多的。
And there's a choir, the number of people in the choir was quite large.
而且是每天啊都要练习。
And every day they needed to practice.
所以我们看我们现在哈也是一样，这个唱诗哈也是要很重视的。
And so today we also place great emphasis on choir.
啊，跟讲道是一样的。
And it's the same as our sermons.
因此刚刚啊，主领诗颂的这个姐妹 Carol 她就很仔细选这个诗歌。
And so Carol, who has just led the praise session, she chose the hymns very carefully.
说她自己先受感动。哦，然后再选这个诗歌。
And she was moved herself first, and then she chose the hymns.
这个就是一种敬畏的态度。
And this is a attitude of fear and respect.
啊，所以她是事先有准备的。
And so she had made preparations prior.
那讲道也是一样，也是事先有准备，要被神的灵感动，被神感动，啊，讲出神的话。
And the sermon is the same way that we need to be moved by the Lord first to speak His words.
所以诗颂的人也是讲出神的话啊，他在唱诗以前，先讲自己的内心感受，跟大家一起来分享。
And so the praise leader also needs to be moved by the Lord, and so she will share her thoughts and feelings before we sing the hymns.
那讲道也是一样啊，也是受神的灵感动啊，然后跟大家一起来分享。
And speaking the sermon is the same way, or we're moved by the Lord's Spirit first, and then we share.
啊，所以诗颂呢啊，今天是诗颂的讲习会了。
And so this is a praise seminar.
啊，要认真的准备。
And so we need to prepare diligently.
啊，根据大卫的精神啊，是跟祭司的服事啊同等重要，也就是今天跟讲道的功能是同等重要的。
And following the spirit of David, the choir is as important as the priest, and this is the same. The praise is as important as the sermon.
啊，有的人呢、啊、就要主领诗颂以前就事先先问主领的人看今天要讲什么题目。他就尽量去配合今天的讲题主题。
And some of the praise leaders will ask the sermon speakers what topic they would speak, and then they would complement the topics with the praise.
因为他很重视这个诗颂的功能呢。
Because they greatly emphasize the purpose of praise.
那相信他也读过大卫设立诗班的制度，设立诗班的目的。
And I believe that they have also read about David's purpose in establishing the choir.
啊，所以我们就不能够来了以后随便拿起赞美诗。啊，什么一番啊，啊，唱第一首。
And so we shouldn't just come and randomly pick a hymn and just sing.
啊，有一次我看有位弟兄啊，他主领这个诗歌。
And once I saw a brother that he was leading the praise session.
结果他就可能是什么一翻，他就翻到一首那安利圣职典礼。
And he randomly chose a hymn that was for ordaining a minister.
我就很好奇，就问其他的人说，今天是不是有要安立执事还是长老啊
？And so I asked other people whether or not we're ordaining a deacon or elder today.
但是没有啊。
And there was not.
啊，就是他随便选一首而已的。
And just because he has randomly chosen it.
啊，所以我们要看到是很重要，我们像大卫一样。
And so we need to emphasize his function just as David.
那接着我们来查考这个唱新歌的问题，那就是来查考旧约时代啊，第一次提到唱歌的事情。
And so if we talk about singing a new song, we need to look at the Old Testament where we first sang the song.
好，我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪三十一章。
Genesis chapter 31.
二十六节。
Chapter 31 verse 26.
创世纪三十一章的二十六节。
Genesis 31 verse 26。
三十一章二十六节。
31 verse 26。
拉班对雅各说啊，你做的是什么事呢？你背着我偷走了，又把我的女儿们带上的去，那如同用刀剑掳去的一般。二十七节。
27.
那你为什么暗暗的逃跑呢？拖着走，并不告诉我。叫我可以欢乐唱歌赞美弹琴的送你回去呢、哦、那这一段是第一次、啊、记载欢乐唱歌这个唱诗歌的事情、啊、
And this is the first time the Bible records singing with joy and music
那为什么当时 这个拉班他会提到说啊，你要告诉我们的话，我们可以为您开个同的晚会啊，欢送会。
And so, why did Laban say that if you tell me this, I could send you off with a feast?
啊，然后欢唱啊，欢乐唱歌击鼓啊，还是要拉小提琴啊，吹笛子都可以的。
And that we could send you off with joy and singing and with music.
啊，大家很高兴的啊，送您走。
That we could joyfully send you off.
啊，你不要这样偷偷摸摸的离开。
And you shouldn't have try to go away in secret.
所以可见拉班当时所处的时代上啊，唱歌啦，这个击鼓啦，已经有了事情了。
And so at the time of Laban, there was already singing and music.
那创世纪就记载神创造人类的一切的活动啊。
And a book of Genesis records all of the creation of the Lord.
那当然最主要的是来告诉我们这个宗教的活动。
And this most importantly is telling us the religious activities.
啊，当有些宗教活动自然就包括经济活动。
And
经济 economy。
And some of these religious activity also are economic activities.
啊，比如说亚伯拉罕啊，他花了多少钱买那一块为他的妻子啊买那块墓地。
And for example, Abraham, how much money he spent to buy a piece of land for his wife.
啊，当时啊，这个契约是什么订立的
？And how the contract was settled at the time.
那这个就是一些啊经济的活动。
And these are the economic activities.
但是最主要是告诉我们一些宗教的活动。
But most importantly, is telling us these religious activities.
啊，说这就是说唱歌的事情，所以可见当时已经有唱歌的这些人弹乐器的事情了。
And so here you mentioned about singing and music, so there were these activities already at that time.
因为创世纪第四章就有记载哈，当时人类文明一个大要件。
And so in Genesis chapter 4, it talks about one of the great factors in the civilization of mankind.
那就有人发明了乐器。
Is that somebody has invented the musical instruments.
所以这些就是很早以前的事情就有的。
So these are things that have happened in very early times.
所以唱歌啊，人高兴的时候，大家唱诗歌；感恩的时候，唱新歌。
And so when we're joyful and we're giving thanks, we sing the new song.
啊，丰收的时候也感恩来唱歌。
And during the time of harvest, we'll give thanks and sing.
啊，在以前的时代，在古老的时代就已经有了。
And these are activities have taken place in the old times.
那我们现在不谈这个音乐的文化啊，我也是外行的，我不能够谈。我们现在是谈圣经里头的音乐。
And we won't talk about the culture of music, but then we'll talk about the music within the Bible.
所以在摩西的时代也是很流行啊，来唱诗歌。
And so in Moses' time, it's also very popular to sing hymns.
啊，所以他们把当时所发生的事情啊，就用诗歌流露出来。
And so they would take what happened at the time and sing them out through songs and hymns.
好，那第一个就是得胜的诗歌，得胜。
And the first is the songs of victory.
我们请看出埃及记十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15.
出埃及记的十五章。
Exodus chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
出埃及记十五章第一节。
Exodus chapter 1, chapter 15, verse 1.
第一节。那时摩西和以色列人向神唱歌说，我要向神唱歌啊，歌唱，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的驮在海中。
And then Moses and the Israelites sing the song of the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horses and his rider he has hurled into the sea.
那第二节
，verse two
啊，神是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他；是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him.
第三节
，verse three.
那神是战士，他的名是耶和华。
And verse three, the Lord is warrior. The Lord is his name.
所以当时他们离开埃及以后啊，那走到红海的旁边。
And at the time when they departed from Egypt.
那埃及的军兵啊，要从后面追来的。
And the soldiers of Egypt were behind them.
在当时的困难的环境之下，他们认为已经到了这个死路。
At the time of difficulty, they thought they were at a dead end.
已经无路可走了。
That they had nowhere to turn to.
但他们没有想到神啊，为他们开路，在海中开路啊。
But they had never imagined that God has opened up a way for them inside the sea.
让他们走过干地。
So that they could walk through on dry land.
所以我们经常就要用这个来勉励大家说，神必定开路啊。
And so we often use this example to encourage everyone that God will open a way.
我们经常讲说神有的时候关了一扇门，但是他一定要会为我们开的另一扇门。
And we often say that once God closes the door, He will open another one for us.
啊，这个时候呢，神就拯救他们了哈，脱离埃及人的手。
And at this time, the Lord saved them from the hands of the Egyptians.
所以大家都非常高兴。
And so everyone was joyful.
脱离那个埃及人的辖制。
And that they were able to depart from the bondage of the Egyptians.
当然，对我们来说，我们很难想象说他们当时这个高兴的心情啊。
And so for us, it's very hard to imagine their joy at the time.
什么叫做拯救？因为这里说神是我的拯救。
And what is salvation? Because here it says, God is my salvation.
那拯救就从不好的状况到一个很好的状况。
And salvation is to go from a bad situation to a very good situation.
从失败到成功。
From failure to success.
哇，那这不是他是很高兴呢。
And so we should be very joyful because of this.
啊，本来是负债累累的。
When you, at first you were heavily in debt.
啊，本来是住在一个茅草的房子。
And you may live in a very torn down hut.
啊，可是现在呢，有个机会。
But now you have opportunity.
一个转折点。
You have a turning point.
哇，都发了的。
And you will become rich.
啊，这个债务都全部还清的。
And your debts are all repaid.
而且还有盈余。
And you also have leftovers.
啊，能够住一个比较好的房子。
So that you can live in a better house.
你看，内心多么的喜乐，多么的感恩呢、啊、
？And you may have great joy and thanksgiving in your heart.
啊，那样的情形我们是很难体会。
It's very hard for us to imagine this.
因为我们现在的第二代哈、啊，一般来讲都是父母亲呢、啊、早期很辛苦从国外移民到美国来。
Many of the second generation today, their parents have worked very hard and immigrated to the United States.
啊，经过一番的奋斗。
And after a great effort,
有今天的这个生活改善
，and that they could have the improved life that they live today.
所以对上一代的人来说，这个是极大的恩典呐。
So for the previous generation, this is a great blessing.
所以非常高兴。
So they're very joyful.
而且神能帮助他们能够得胜。
Because God has helped them to become victorious.
在这个很充满竞争的社会里头，能够得胜是不容易的事情。
In this competitive society, for us to succeed is very difficult.
而且这里也不是我们本来的国家。
And this is not our original country.
语言也不是我们的母语。
And this language is not our native language.
所以能够在这里生存、定根下来就不容易的。
So it's very hard for us to survive here and to live here.
因此也能够唱出这个得胜的诗歌，感恩。
And so we can sing this, this victorious song and give thanks.
但是这个第二代,
but the second generation,
因为没有经过这些打拼的过程啊,
because they have not gone through these challenges.
啊, 以为我现在住这个房子是很理所当然啊,
they feel that the house they live in is very natural to them.
啊, 有车子开也是理所当然啊,
and it's their right to have a car to drive.
啊, 有一次我在跟学生灵会的时候跟学生上课。
And once during the student spiritual convocation, I was having class with the students.
啊，在谈到的感恩的事情。
We talked about giving thanks.
啊，有些学生说，嗯，这个哪有什么值得感恩？这个很自然呢。
And some people say, why should we be thankful of this? This is very natural.
啊，说第二代这不觉得说有什么特别，有什么感恩的。
And so the second generation may not appreciate certain things and give thanks.
因为他们没有经过那个拯救被拯救的阶段。
Because they have not gone through the process of being saved.
啊，从一个罪恶的深渊呢，把他救出来，能够让他得到自由，心灵能够得到释放。
And from a state of sin, so that they were able to be freed, and their heart can be freed.
所以我们信徒经常要唱这个得胜的诗歌的。
And so the members must often sing this victorious song.
啊，有位姐妹在青年神训班的时候，她做一个见证。
There was a sister during the youth theological seminar. She gave a testimony.
她说她有个妹妹。
She says she
has. 那她们两个姐妹啊不合了。
And she has a sister that she did not get along with.
从初中、高中一直到念大学啊，这个两个姐妹没说话。
And from junior high to high school to college, the sisters did not talk.
因为她不喜欢她妹妹。
Because she did not like her sister.
我心里啊一直有那种的抱怨。
And so she often had complaints against her.
要苦读。
And she had arguments and things against her.
真的，因为我很早就认识这个姐妹。
Because I have known the sister for a long time.
她经常就是闷闷不乐。
And she often seems very unhappy.
啊，当然我也不好意思去问说你为什么闷闷不乐的。
And of course, I do not dare to ask her why she is unhappy.
啊，可是后来她做见证，我才知道。
And after she gave the testimony, then I knew.
啊，所以说信主以后，您假如不愿意被神释放，不愿意被神解放的话，还是一样闷闷不乐的。
And so if you're not willing to be free by the Lord after you believe, you will continue to be unhappy. Because you're willing to bear this burden of sin yourself. And then what joy is there in believing in Christ? It's not because of economic pressure. But it's because you're filled with hatred in your heart. And so you allow Satan to take away the joy and happiness in your heart. But she testified after she received the Holy Spirit. And she prayed very diligently. And then she was able to overcome. And through the help of the Holy Spirit, she was able to forget these things.
所以她就能够很坦然地面对她的妹妹。
And so she was able to very truthfully and openly talk to her sister.
以前是不喜欢，现在能够帮助她妹妹，能够喜欢她妹妹。
And before she did not like her younger sister, but now she is able to help her.
所以现在不一样，现在她笑脸常开呀。
And now she looks very happy and joyful all the time.
这个叫得胜诗歌。
And this is the victorious song.
所以我们拯救不但是从不好的经济状况到一个很好的经济状况。
And so our salvation is not only from a bad economic situation to a good one.
也从不好的人际关系到一个很良好的人际关系。
And we also go from a bad relationship to a good relationship with others.
从一个充满仇恨的状态到一个充满爱的状态。
And from a state of being filled with hatred to a state of being filled with love.
啊，到一个充满喜乐平安的状态。
And to a state where we're filled with joy and peace.
这个就是拯救。
And this is salvation.
那神在利非定的这个地方呢，也帮助以色列人得胜。
And God also helped the Israelites become victorious.
在出埃及记十七章啊，那里有记载这一段的故事。
And it's recorded in Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章第八节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 8.
第八节，那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。
And the Amalekites came at the time and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim.
好，那我们看这个亚玛利人，亚玛利是代表着什么意思啊？
And what do the Amalekites represent?
亚玛利人就是代表着非常忙碌。
The Amalekites are very busy people.
啊，他们是掠夺，因为他们住在谷中的人啊，他们住在这个山谷里头啊，收入收成不好，所以经常要到外面去抢劫其他民族的财物。
And because they live in the valleys, it's very hard for them to harvest, so they often went out and rob other people.
啊，抢来的东西吃完了，哦，所以还必须再出去抢啊。
And after they have consumed what they have robbed, they will go out and rob again.
所以就变得非常的忙碌。
And so they are very, very busy people.
啊，亚玛利人也是代表着情欲的意思。
And the Amalekites also represents desire.
好，那现在这些人呢，来利非定要与以色列人征战。
And the Amalekites are here now, to fight the Israelites at Rephidim.
那利非定意思是安息，安息。
And Rephidim means rest.
就他们在旷野路啊，走啊走啊，走一阵子以后，当然就在这个地方就稍微休息一下子。
And so they were in the desert, and now they're resting here.
好，刚刚啊安定，把这个帐篷啊安定好以后。
And after they have set up their tents.
啊，想要休息啊，大家大大小小哈，啊，什么都归定位的。
And they were ready to take a rest.
好，现在呢，有这个外来的敌人啊，亚美利人要夺去他们的安息，夺去他们的平安。
And now these external enemies, the Amalekites, were coming to take away their peace.
说要与以色列人战争啊。
And they were come, they came to fight the Israelites.
所以说啊，谁是我们的敌人？
And so who are our enemies?
啊，不是你的朋友。
It's not your friends.
不是你的同事。
It's not your coworkers.
啊，更不是我们自己的父母亲、自己的家人。
It's not our family members or our parents.
啊，凡是要夺去我们的安息的。
Those who take away our rest.
要夺去我们平安喜乐的。
Those who take away our peace and joy.
都是我们的敌人啊。
These are our enemies.
那谁才会夺去我们的平安跟喜乐？
And who will take away our joy and peace?
夺去我们的安息。
Who will take away our rest?
自己心里的情欲。
Our desires in our hearts.
所以谁是我们的敌人？
So who is our enemy?
自己的敌人啊。
We are our own enemy.
哦，那别人，我们看这个当时使徒们被关到监牢里头啊。
We see the disciples at the time they were, when they were imprisoned.
那些政府的官员、军队能不能够夺走他们内心的平安跟喜乐呢？
Can those government officials and the soldiers take away their joy and peace?
外来的势力不能够夺走一个人平安跟喜乐。
The external forces cannot take away our joy and peace.
所以保罗跟希拉在监狱里头还是唱诗赞美神呢。
And so Paul and Silas were still singing hymns and praising God in prison.
因为他们内心已经得胜了。
Because in their heart they have become victorious.
得胜这些苦毒。
They are victorious over all of these sufferings.
所以他们不怀恨这些帮他们放在监牢里头的人。
So they did not have hatred towards those who put them in prison.
所以不是外来的这种势力让一个人没有平安呢。
So it's not external forces that causes us to lose peace.
是自己夺走自己的平安跟喜乐。
It's us ourselves that take away our own peace and joy.
但是呢，我们要经常保持神所给我们平安跟喜乐。
But we need to hold on to the peace and joy that God has given to us.
所以我们现在就是要看清楚哈，这个巴比伦的原型啊。
And so we need to realize the origin of Babylon.
那个启示里头有两个城市。
In Revelation, there are two cities.
一个是巴比伦城。
One is Babylon.
那一个是新耶路撒冷城。
And the other is the New Jerusalem.
啊，这两个城啊，当然圣经所指的不是在地面上的这个真正的城市。
And these two cities are not the physical cities on earth.
巴比伦城早就已经没了。
And the city of Babylon has long been destroyed.
巴比伦帝国已经不存在了。
And the kingdom of Babylon no longer exists.
那耶路撒冷，今天耶路撒冷也不是从天而降的这个新耶路撒冷城啊。
And the Jerusalem today is not the New Jerusalem from heaven.
所以这两个都是很特别的一个名词。
And so these are two very special terms.
这两个就代表着两种的力量。
And these two represent two forces.
那怎么才能够看清楚这些力量，这些无形的一个力量？
And how can we realize the true shape of these forces?
啊，那用普通眼睛是看不到的。
It's impossible for us to see with our eyes.
啊，所以好像我们看这个立体的电影啊。
And for example, when we look at the 3D movies,
一定要用一个特别的眼睛，你才能够看得到。
You need to have special glasses in order to see the effect.
那你不戴那个眼镜，就看的只是平常的画面。
And if you don't wear the glasses, what you see is an ordinary picture.
所以一样的，我们一定要用圣灵的角度，用灵的角度来看巴比伦啊，来看新耶路撒冷城。
And so in the same way, we need to look at the Babylon, New Jerusalem, from the perspective of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，要用属灵的角度来看待这个世界。
And so we need to see this world from a spiritual angle.
那用属灵的角度来看教会。
And use a spiritual angle to look at the church.
不然的话，我们会看这个世界也不错啊。
And so otherwise, we'll see that this world is not bad.
很享受啊。
It's very enjoyable.
啊，享受这个吃吃喝喝啊。
We can enjoy the food and drink.
啊，享受玩乐啊。
We can enjoy the pleasures.
有很多好玩的地方啊，那是不可否认的。
And there are many interesting places that we cannot deny.
但是那个约翰啊，他用属灵角度看清楚这个巴比伦啊，就是可憎恶的母亲。
And but John sees from the spirit of the Holy Spirit that Babylon is the mother that is hated.
那就是一个情欲的来源呐。
And this is the origin of desire.
那是一个罪恶的来源。
This is the origin of sin.
啊，那是一个女人啊，骑在兽的身上。
And this is a woman that's riding on the beast.
啊，女人穿得很漂亮。
And she is adorned very beautifully.
所以从外表看呢，这个很吸引人的。
So her appearance is very attractive.
所以有些时候我们的想法也是让我们觉得内心很快乐啊。我自己想着我很厉害呀，我很不错啊。
And so sometimes we may think that we're very good.
我觉得我这样子，他讲这个话以后，我把他反击回去。
And after somebody says something, that we're able to respond back to them.
我骂回去。
And I'm able to argue with
them. 我给他顶回去,
and I'm able to argue.
你说我是不是男子汉呢?
And I am very good.
这个才说男子汉, 哎, 我很高兴。
And we may be very happy because
对啊,
of this. You may feel very good physically.
可是在灵里,
but spiritually, you have failed.
啊, 人家温柔跑去哪里?
Where has your goodness and gentleness gone? Where has your humility gone?
可是我们以普通来看, 哎, 很舒适啊,
but from our ordinary viewpoint, we could see that this is all very good.
所以不用这个属灵角度去看的话,
so without looking at it from the spiritual perspective, we cannot see it clearly.
所以要得胜,
and so to be victorious, we need to look at things from the spiritual angle.
那这个新耶路撒冷也是一样,
and this New Jerusalem is the same way.
啊, 什么叫属灵的福气?
And what is a spiritual blessing?
一般谈福气都是属于这个肉体上福气呀，物质上的福气。
Oftentimes when we talk about blessings, we talk about this, the physical blessings.
啊，你还要福气呀，啊，你那么健康。
And you're very blessed because you have good health.
啊，你还要福气呀，年纪那么大了，身体还很健朗。
And you're very blessed. You're so advanced in age, but you're still very healthy.
啊，你的子女也蛮多的。
And you have many children.
啊，你也很有钱。
And you also have great wealth.
啊, 所以一般人啊, 这些都是福气,
and these are the blessings that ordinary people talk about.
啊, 这些都是不用属灵,
and these are what ordinary people would think.
可是用一个属灵的角度来看,
but if you look at this, the blessing of God from a spiritual angle,
神的祝福有些时候是在患难当中才能够体验得到的。
Sometimes God's blessing can only be experienced in suffering.
我们看以前, 啊, 我们的感恩节刚过嘛,
and our Thanksgiving has just passed.
那这个感恩节, 啊, 已经第一次感恩节, 这个清教徒他们移民到美国来,
and the first Thanksgiving is when the Puritans immigrated to the United States.
啊, 第一个他们就过了一个很寒冷的冬天啊,
and the first winter they went through was very harsh.
啊, 当时啊, 下船的是102个人啊,
and at the time when they got off the ship, they had 102 people.
可是经过一个冬天以后,
but after a winter,
只剩下50几个人啊,
they only have 50 some people left.
哦, 人口讲一半,
and half of them has frozen to death.
哦, 他们也不需要吃什么东西啊,
and they don't know what to eat.
所以这些印第安人啊, 当地的人就告诉他们怎么就种玉米啊,
and so the Indians at the time told them how to plant the corns.
哇, 感谢主有很好的收获,
and they thanked the Lord that they had great harvest.
哦, 说他们很感谢的, 很感谢神啊,
and so they had great thanksgiving
towards God.
Because these immigrants were also Christians. And so they invited the Indians to celebrate together. And this is the origin of Thanksgiving. And if these people came on a luxury cruise line,
那下船以后呢, 哇, 这个海山呢, 椅子还摊的椅子后，什么都已经准备好了。
And after they got off the ship, they had the beach chair ready for them.
啊，下船以后还是我很高兴啊，下去这个旅馆啊，这么去那边旅馆的游泳池啊游泳。
And after they get off the ship, they go to the hotel and swim in the pool.
哦，吃buffet.
And eat the buffet.
啊，吃了几天以后，马上这个孙女就膨胀了，胀了那个多了好几磅啊。
And after a few days, they will gain many pounds.
假如当时是处于这种的生活环境,
if this was the environment at the time,
请问会有今天的感恩节吗?
Will we have Thanksgiving today?
不会的啦,
we will not.
在欢乐当中有什么可以感恩的?
And when you're joyful, what is there to be thankful for?
就是像这些以色列百姓,
just like the Israelites,
以前是在埃及的地方为奴,
they were slaves in Egypt.
生病了不能请假,
and when they were sick, they were not to take a day off.
因为是在一个高压统治之下,
and because they were ruled over.
你说, 我儿子要结婚, 我要请假,
and if you say, my son is to be married, I need to take a leave.
不能请假,
you cannot take a leave.
啊, 你就是说很累的, 也不能够休息啊,
and even if you're very tired, you cannot rest.
啊, 以后呢, 神拯救他们,
and then afterwards, God saved them.
啊, 就到了一个自由的世界,
that they were able to go into a free world.
再没有埃及人来管辖他们,
there were no longer Egyptians ruling over them.
好像除了监牢一样啊,
just like it's like getting out of prison.
啊, 得到自由了,
that they were able to receive their freedom.
所以内心是充满了感恩, 充满了喜乐,
and so they were filled with joy and thanksgiving.
只要这个属灵的福气，我们将属灵的角度来看，才能够看得清楚。
And so we can only see the spiritual blessings from a spiritual perspective.
啊，但是这个巴比伦是很迷人的哦，很诱惑人的。
But Babylon is very attractive to people.
但是那是会吸圣徒的血的。
And but this is a place that will suck the blood out of the
saints. 所以那个女人呢，就吸圣徒的血，要吸到醉的，吸到她这个醉的都哇太多了，满足的。
And so the woman was drunken on the blood of the saint. And the saints will lose their spiritual life at one point. And so our material enjoyment today is eroding our spirit. And many people have already failed within it. We have been lost in this abundance. And we have been lost in this peaceful environment. But we may not feel it. What's wrong with me? 我有什么错? And we may not think what's wrong with me.
我生活过得很好啊。
My life is very good.
但是，只要是从个属灵角度来看，
But from a spiritual perspective,
今天这高度文明的世界正在腐蚀着我们信徒的心灵。
And this society and civilization today is eroding our spirits.
我们都不知道啊。
But we do not know this.
虽然我们的外在的这个会堂是越盖越漂亮。
Although our physical chapel is more beautiful every time we rebuild it.
可是里头的心灵有没有越来越健壮？
But is the spirit within it getting stronger?
越来越坚强，越来越喜乐，越来越有平安。
And is it getting more peace and more joy?
没有啊，是一直拉着我们远离神啊。
But it has not, and is pulling us away from God.
我记得很早以前啊，这个电视机刚发明的时候。
And I remember when television was first invented.
哇，以前这个聚会人数很多了。
There was still many members that attend services.
看那个古老的照片。
And we look at the old pictures.
哇，这个会堂挤满着人。
The chapels were filled with people.
有的人哈，这个坐到旁边的，他只是坐一半哈，另外身体的一半呢落在外面。
And some people can only sit half of the body on the pews.
你看人多。
Because there are so many people.
以前呢，环境非常艰苦。
And during the old times, the environment was difficult.
没有电视机。
There was no television.
可是电视机发明以后，
But after television was invented,
很多人就在家看电视啊。
Many people stayed home and watched TV.
啊，就不去教会了。
They don't no longer come to church.
啊，现在这个多媒体啊已经改变了，已经变成电脑，已经变成这个像这个 iPad 啊，是多媒体完全改变了。
And the media today has greatly evolved to computers and mobile devices.
以前是要乖乖的坐在电视机的前面来看电视节目。
Before we need to sit in front of the television to watch the programs.
在客厅看。
And we sit in the living room.
现在躺着也可以看。
Now we could watch it even lying down in our bed.
现在上厕所也可以看。
And we could look at it even when we go to the restroom.
躲在被窝里面也可以看。
And you could watch it in your comforter.
上餐厅不用带着你的电视机啊，就是带这个 iPad 啊 ，iPhone 就可以看。
And when you go to a restaurant, you don't need to bring a television. Just bring your mobile device, and you can watch.
啊，里面有很好看的东西啊，也有这个游戏节目，游戏啊，电脑的游戏。
There are many good programs to watch and also games to play.
你一打开的话，那个底下还有很多的那个荧幕啊，小的荧幕，每个荧幕啊。他说：“哎，这个只是六分钟而已，这是五分钟啊，很快。大家一说，你就一直滑，一直滑，五分钟，再另外一五分钟，再十分钟啊，再另外一个五分钟，再十五分钟，哦，就一直滑，看不完的。”
And you have thumbnails of many videos that says 5-6 minutes, but you watch a few of them, then it takes up many hours of your time.
所以我们一定要属灵的角度去看事情。
And so we need to look at things from a spiritual perspective.
才能够让我们经常得胜。
So that we can often be victorious.
才能够脱离他的辖制。
And that we could escape from his bondage.
不然的话，我们很难脱离他的辖制。
Otherwise, it's very difficult for us to leave his bounds.
来，我们看。雅歌哈，雅歌歌中之歌的雅歌。
Let's turn to the Song of Solomon.
第六章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 6.
雅歌第六章。
Song of Songs, chapter 6.
第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
第六章第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
我的家偶啊，你勉励如德山，赦免如耶路撒冷，威武如展开旌旗的军队啊。第十节
，in verse ten，
那向外观看如晨光发现，勉励如月亮，皎洁如日头，威武如展开旌旗的军队是谁呢？好，那这边说威武啊。
Here it says majestic。
那我们看谁威武呢？我的家偶，这个家偶是女性啊，是这个。姐妹啊，比如姐妹啊，姐妹是应该是很温柔，怎么会让人有这个威武的感觉呢
？And this who is being referred to as being majestic? It is the lover who is a woman, and how can a woman be described as majestic?
这个就是圣洁，圣洁本身呢、啊、就是威武的。
And being holy itself is majestic.
因为我们是神已经给我们一面得胜的旌旗。
Because God has already given us the victory.
We're
just we're majestic like an army in procession.
那神已经给我们胜利了，神已经给我们这面旌旗，得胜的旌旗。
And God has already given us this flag of victory.
所以我们在各种情况之下，真的把它展开来。
And so in all circumstances, we need to display this flag.
当我们觉得哈。啊，被人利用啊，觉得被人侮辱、嘲笑的时候
，and if we feel that we have been humiliated and ridiculed by others，
你要怎么去回应呢
？How do you respond？
哎，这个旌旗，得胜旌旗，把它展开出来。
And we need to show this a flag of victory。
他说，有人要引诱试探的时候
，and when other people are trying to tempt you，
哎，把它展开出来。
Then we need to display this flag。
我们看约瑟啊。旧约书的约，创世里头的约瑟。
If we look at Joseph in the Old Testament,
他碰到这个他主人的妻子的引诱。
And he was met with the temptation from the wife of his master.
马上把得胜旌旗展开出来。
And he immediately displayed his flag of victory.
哇，让对方吓了。
That scared other people away.
他得胜了。
And so that he was able to be victorious.
那我们看另外一个人。
If we look at another person,
参孙
Samson.
他说怎么样把得胜的旌旗展开？
He did not display the flag of victory.
他一样碰到一个色情的引诱试探。
And he also met with a temptation of the flesh.
但是他不敢展开啊。
But he did not display the flag.
他是失败的。
And so he failed.
啊，所以我们要把这个得胜旌旗经常展开。
And so we need to often display this flag of victory.
让我们经常可以唱着得胜的凯歌。
And so that we can often sing the song of victory.
像当时以色列人他们出入埃及一样。
Just like the Israelites when they exited Egypt.
好，那我们下午再继续谈啊，这个唱新歌的人。
And then in the afternoon, we'll continue to talk about those who sing the new song.
啊，在唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.